This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley, and by phone this morning is Bridget Dare.
Hello, great to be with you.
And we have we're running actually two different Faith in Action programs this week. If you've heard the other one, we were talking about how moms, Catholic moms in particular, are coping with all of the extra duties, extra stress, extra enjoyment of the living together in kind of semi-quarantine, so to speak, during this virus situation. This program, we're going to be talking about dads.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking with our Catholic dads and getting their perspective on how they're finding sanity and surviving quarantine and work days and e-learning. And our guests today are Stephen Farmer and Michael O'Rourke. So welcome to Faith in Action, Catholic men.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, if each of you, if we could start off by each of you telling us a little bit about yourself, maybe your family, maybe how many kids you have, and maybe your parish. Let's start with you, Stephen.
Well, my name's Steve Farmer. My wife, Denise, and I live up in Westfield. We're parishioners at St. Maria Goretti in Westfield. And we have three boys. We've got a pretty big age gap. We have our 15-year-old son, Gavin, and then we have the two little ones that we adopted in 2017. Asher is three, and Beckett is two. He'll be three in July. So there's 5 months between our two little ones. So we've got a 15-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
That's a handful any time, but during a quarantine, that's a real handful.
Yeah. Sometimes our 15-year-old is, he can be helpful and be like the third adult. Sometimes he's throwing fuel on the fire.
And Michael, tell us about your family.
My wife Marie and I have been married, it'll be 30 years in December. We have 12 children, two in heaven, 10 on earth. Three of them are out of the house. One's married. We have one grandchild. Two are in college right now. They're still down in college. They are in college in Ave Maria University in Florida. So they have not vacated yet. They're doing e-learning from their dorms there. And then we have five at home. Oldest at home is Liam, is 17. He's a senior. Youngest is Vivian. She's six. And then Mercedes, Genevieve, and Olivia are the other three. So five of us at home right now, five children in total.
So let's see. Now, Steve, you are doing some e-learning then with at least your older son. Is that correct? And how is that going?
So our oldest Gavin, he's a freshman at Westfield, so he has been doing some e-learning. He's a really good student, really smart child, so the only thing we're really doing is kind of staying on top of him and making sure he's staying scheduled about it, making sure it's the first thing that he's doing of his day and, taking care of that before any kind of fun or stuff like that, and then just monitoring his grades online. Liz talking to some of the neighbors and some of the stuff they're dealing with, some of the little kids where they're actually having to do some teaching. We're not in that position, so I don't envy mm-hmm. that position.
right.
So I don't think I could teach my 15-year-old some of the stuff he's having to learn. He's in a lot of engineering type classes, and so I would be law. Although we're also in the midst of doing potty training at home, so I'll trade that for anybody who needs help e-learning.
Oh, you might get some calls there, Steve.
I will make that trade if anybody wants to contact me.
Oh my gosh, I remember those days, that's for sure. Well, Michael, what about the learning at your house? I think you guys are homeschool. Is that correct?
Yes, we homeschool, and so this is, in some ways, we didn't miss a beat. Things continued as is. The biggest shift really had to do with extracurriculars that the older kids are involved with that they're not doing now. So Beyond that, we're actually going to finish our school year early because we weren't able to go on vacation. We weren't able to get out and do much, so we've just put our nose to the grindstone, and we should finish here in the next few weeks.
So we're talking about finding ways to survive, to find sanity and survive quarantine. Now, I'm guessing, tell us a little bit about your work. What's your work situation for each of you, and how maybe has that changed? Steve, let's start with you.
Well, I'm in real estate, so we had, and I occasionally, usually about 2 days a week, would work from home when our two little ones would be in their twos class for half a day and then nap in the afternoon. That would allow me to work at home so my wife could get out. So I'm used to working from home a couple days a week, but I also have quiet in the background when I'm typically mm-hmm. working from home, and that's completely changed. Like, the little ones don't understand that dad has to do some work at home. The other thing for me is, with being a realtor, this is our peak time. This is our go time, and this is when we're doing usually about 75% of our business throughout the year, and that certainly has not been the case. So it has been, it's been a blessing because we have gotten a lot of family time in, but at the same time, we're constantly having to remind ourselves of the Jesus I trust in you prayer, because it's right now is when a huge portion of my business should be coming in, and the real estate market's definitely been hit by the coronavirus, and the homes aren't selling as quickly, and the phone's not ringing as much. So we're not as busy as what I would like right now. So that's been probably the hardest part for me getting used to.
Sure. We're talking to Steve Farmer and Michael O'Rourke. And Steve, you were mentioning real estate, and I want to mention that we didn't choose it this way. Believe it or not, we didn't choose it this way. We randomly looked for dads that are staying at home as part of the coronavirus situation, and we really ended up with two people who are both underwriters here on Catholic Radio. And Steve, your business, besides being in the regular real estate business, you're part of an association or a group called Realtors for Life. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it's Real Estate for Life, and what it is, long story short, it's a networking referral group between agents where if you're looking for a Catholic or a pro-life real estate agent, we'll find you one in your area. 25% of that agent's referral fee goes to Real Estate for Life, and then we pass that referral fee on to the pro-life agency that you would like it to go to as the buyer or a seller or both. So it's a good way. It doesn't cost the client any money to use Real Estate for Life. It's just the agents basically sending 25% of their commission towards the pro-life group that you would like it to go to.
Okay, and Michael O'Rourke also has been a underwriter here on Catholic Radio for a long time. You may not recognize the name, but at different times we've talked about his business called Homeward Bound Properties. And Michael, are you still active in that?
Yeah, that's about 10% of my time, and those are, at this point, pretty much just rentals, so that hasn't been affected by the coronavirus. Folks are still paying rent, at least so far, so that's been fine. I spend 90% of my time now on my online ministry, Strong Catholic Dad, and the same thing. This is actually prime time for that because it gives dads an opportunity. I basically create a tool for dads to be able to connect with their kids, grow in relationship with each other, and also learn about their faith. And so it's based on really fun YouTube videos, and it's a great opportunity now that parents and especially dads are stuck with the kids to have an activity to do that's fun for the dad, fun for the kids, and they get to know each other better and learn a little bit about the faith.
So I want to talk about what is working in your family life, and maybe what is not working. Maybe talk about what's not working, and then talk about what is working. Steve, why don't we start with you?
Sure. I would say, as far as what's not working, or probably what's been our biggest struggle, Denise and I have always, we were the parents who, you know, our son was like the last one at St. Maria Grady to get a cell phone. We're pretty restrictive on the amount of time he can spend online or spend playing video games and that sort of thing. And so we came into this quarantine with the mindset, you know, typically we don't let our son play video games during the week. It's usually a weekend-only activity. Well, he would have about 3 hours of e-learning all day. And he's real active in athletics and extracurricular activities. And after about 2 days, it occurred to us, you know, he can't go outside and play basketball with his buddies or go to the tennis courts or, you know, even go on bike rides and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, he and his buddies, the only social interaction they have right now is interacting online or interacting over video games. So I'd say that's been our single biggest challenge. Me personally, I've kind of gotten involved a little bit more just with playing those kind of games with him. Just to kind of help monitor that, because I don't want to completely shut him off from the social interaction of his buddies. So I would say that's been the biggest challenge. As far as what has been working, just to stay on top of things, you know, I like to have a to-do list every day. Denise and I kind of tried to map out things week at a time, and that hasn't really worked out just because my work schedule is pretty sporadic. If somebody pops up, you know, wants to go to the house, I'll run out and go do it. Sitting down either at the night and making a to-do list for the next day or that morning, and, you know, that's been a little easier for us to stick to, and that's been pretty helpful.
So, Michael, what about you? What's not working, and what is working, if there's any one particular thing that's on either side of that?
Yeah, I would say in terms of, I would say for the most part, things are working. The toughest thing has been for the older kids to not get out to they're both involved with Ultimate Frisbee, and to have all of their tournaments turned out, you know, canceled and such. That's been hard, but the flip side is that they've actually been more present for their younger siblings. So, like on Sunday night, they normally would have been at youth group, and we were sitting around the table enjoying stories and, you know, reminiscing about various things. And my wife and I were just quiet, enjoying hearing stories we had never heard. and so that was actually great. And because they were home instead of off somewhere else, it allowed us to have a little bit more family time. And we do have, with our yard, we've got a trampoline in the backyard. And so my older son has been jumping a lot with my 6-year-old, and she comes in and tells stories about how they're playing games together. So there has been some good interaction. And I think that we have an advantage already, because the kids are used to being in the same space with each other during the day. So we don't have that same challenge that other folks have. And I would say what makes that work is kind of what Steve said, is that we do have a to-do list, and we're scheduled. And I think that's our saving grace. We were a family who always went to morning mass, and so we just shifted to morning mass online. And so we found at 7:30 Father Meyer at AllSaintsParish.net down in Guildford. We found his mass. What happens is everybody knows about 7:10, you know, in the family room, and we'll pray our family rosary and do a morning prayer together. And then 7:30, we watch the mass live and participate and do a spiritual communion. And so by 8 o'clock, those on breakfast duty will jump to that. The rest are getting ready and heading down to school. And so having that expectation has been really helpful, because we haven't had to figure out a new schedule in the midst of this. We just weren't jumping in the car and heading off to mass. Now it's, you know, you just have to be downstairs and ready to go. So schedule has just been huge. And that's what's made homeschooling work from the beginning. We weren't very scheduled when we started into homeschooling, and all Hades broke loose, and so we had to shift around and get more and more scheduled. And as we've done so, it's easier, because the kids' expectations have fit. So they know when it's time to play, they know when it's time for school, and they know when dad's off work and when he's on work. And so All that works together, and that's, I guess, would be my biggest encouragement to people is, which they're probably already doing, but the more that you can lay out generally how the day is going to go and what people's expectations are, it makes the whole family functioning go much easier.
Yeah. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to offer some more tips on how to survive from a dad's perspective, so stay tuned for more.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Alexa, what's the weather forecast for today?
Alexa, what time is the Colts game today?
Alexa, remind me to pick up the dry cleaning tomorrow.
Has Alexa become a part of your daily routine? Then make sure that routine includes Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Quick, easy access to Catholic programming 24/7. Just say, Alexa, play Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm calling from my closet, and Jim's in the studio. And we've got Steve Farmer and Michael O'Rourke, Catholic dads, on the phone as well. And we're talking about how to find sanity and survive the quarantine, e-learning, and work-from-home days. So hopefully you'll all be getting some tips here. I want to talk a little bit about prayer life. Has it been better, worse, individual prayer, mass online? Let's start with you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you. I would say from a prayer standpoint, I was blessed probably about 3 years ago through one of those Matthew Kelly emails that said, don't give up chocolate for Lent. And I didn't want to give up chocolate, so it recommended doing something else. And I had committed at the time to doing from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Personal prayer. And it was really a challenge when I started. I joked that I agreed with Jesus for about 30 minutes as I would doze off and keep nodding yes over and over. But during that time, the habit of prayer, the virtue of prayer is a good habit, really kicked in. And my prayer life just blossomed. And it got to the point where I would just, and what I do is I would read, I would pull up the USCC website, or I would grab the Magnificat, and I would do the prayer, the morning prayer and the mass prayers of the day, and I just felt our Lord speaking to me, like he was answering questions that I had had, sometimes of the day, sometimes in the moment. And so during that time, my prayer started to become really more thrilling, where I started to look forward to it. And over time, that shifted from a half an hour to an hour. And so during this time, my schedule is, which is similar to what I had done before, but it's just brought me a lot of peace and direction. So I'm up at 5:20, and at 5:30, I'm in my office, and I'll pray from 5:30 to 6:30, and then shower and get ready for the online mass. But that's been a source of a consolation, and just to have an hour. At first, an hour sounded like forever, and it was hard to get 5 minutes in. But in time, as our Lord, I could hear our Lord speaking. It was like, wow, I didn't know you're that talkative, Lord. Then it became more clear that this is such wonderful time. So I would just encourage that. And there's a secondary piece to that that's just huge, is that as I became a lot more focused and committed to my prayer life, that personal prayer life, and we were committed to a daily rosary, which is great, but really that personal time with our Lord, what shifted is my wife started to become more committed in her personal prayer time, and so then when I was getting out of bed, she was starting to get out of bed, and I started sharing with the kids what was going on in my prayer life, which I would really encourage folks, share with your children what's happening. If you're struggling, share that you're struggling. You know, share the whole thing so that they know it's real. But then also when our Lord speaks, and he speaks through stuff that's like coincidence that you don't even expect, and it's the verse the wording is exactly what you were just thinking before you read it. And so I'll share those things with my kids. Well, now, over the past several months, it's actually in some of the years for my older kids, they are now committed to prayer. So when I get when I leave my office in the morning, there's usually most of the kids are usually out of the out of bed and in a prayer corner trying to get their prayer time in too. So Dad really
wow,
sets the
great.
Tone with that. It is great. Mm-hmm. So when they see consistency, the family starts to follow that. And I didn't know that ahead of time. I just started doing it because I felt called and I made the commitment. But that blessing to where they say, hey, this is what Dad does, this is what I'm going to do. And so that's been great.
It's amazing when the dad leads like that, how the kids just will follow. Steve, how about for you? What kind of either personal prayer or family prayer or maybe even Mass online have you been trying to initiate or follow during this time?
Yeah, and we've been doing the Mass online. The one stipulation, mm-hmm. I can't remember what priest we listened to, recommended that you still treat it like any other Mass. So we're still getting dressed up. We're making sure we're doing all the motions, being active in the Mass. The hard part for us is, as hard as it is to corral the two little ones at Mass, it's 10 times harder to corral them at home while we're trying to pay attention to the Mass. The one thing that has been helpful to us, because one of the things I've always struggled with is I've always had a much better personal prayer life when I'm busy than when I'm slow, which you would think it would be the other way around. So I was a little worried coming into this, you know, how am I going to make sure I'm dedicating myself to prayer? Well, we committed as a family, you know, we were going to do the daily rosary. We're going to do a Divine Mercy chaplet every day at 3:00. And then some other things we're doing spiritually as a family. And by committing together as a family and verbalizing that or writing it down, I'd almost equate it to having like a workout partner where you don't want to be the one who wants to skip that day's workout or you don't want to be the one to quit early. So by, you know, having my wife as almost a prayer partner, that holds me accountable to make sure, okay, I'm going to lead the family in this prayer every day. We're going to do the Divine Mercy Chaplet every day at 3:00. So it's been helpful to make sure we're committing to that together. And then probably from a spiritual standpoint, one of the biggest benefits I've seen, and for all the Northsiders out there that are listening, Our Lady of Mount Carmel has moved their tabernacle to the front windows. And when you pull into their parking lot, they have a huge banner that says, pray here. It's not the same as going to the Adoration Chapel over there, but it gives you an opportunity. You don't even have to leave your car. You just pull up in the parking lot. I've been taking advantage of that, and one of the neatest things for me is I've been taking my 2 and my 3-year-old with me, which I would never take them into Eucharistic adoration because they can't sit still. But I can see them getting things out of it. And my older of the two little ones, Asher, he loves to be sitting in the car. Like, he can't wait to hear the church bells. So it's been a unique and kind of, it's been an experience I wouldn't have gotten otherwise by being able to do that with them.
Sure.
So if anybody's up on the north side, I encourage you to go take advantage of that as well.
And they're doing the same thing at St. Louis de Montfort Parish. If you drive into the parking lot, you can actually see they've moved the tabernacle up to the front doors of the church so you can see it there. We've talked about the prayer life a little bit. We've talked about schooling a little bit. What about the everyday mundane things like doing the dishes, washing and wiping the dishes, cleaning, vacuuming the rug? Is there something different going on in that regard than normally goes on because of the quarantine, Steve?
I had mentioned it earlier. We've always used the excuse that we don't have enough time to keep our house clean, and now we have time, and our house is messier than before. So the lack of time has not been a good excuse. And I, you know, with all of us being home, and especially with the little ones, it's just been hard to keep up with. But for me personally, you know, there's been some nights where I haven't been able to sleep, or if one of the little ones gets me up, I might be up at 4 a.m. And I've been, my wife's number one love language is acts of service. So I've been trying to look for opportunities to, if we have a sink full of dirty dishes, you know, I hate doing the dishes, but I look at that. It almost kind of ties in with your prayer life. It's like an act of sacrifice for my spouse. So just mm-hmm. looking for opportunities to do that. So that's about the only thing that's really helping me as far as, you know, cleaning the house. There's been a couple projects that we had started coming into this quarantine that I have had time to be able to knock out, which has been nice. I've been able to get this done a little quicker than normal, but mm-hmm. I'd love to say my house is pristine and we're keeping everything clean, but that certainly has not been the case.
Yeah, Michael, any changes around the O'Rourke house because of the pandemic situation?
Right. I would say we hit the point where everything went broke loose, and we had about five children, and we just couldn't handle it. And so at that point, my wife said, we need to figure out how to divvy up the load, which was quite painful for me and for everybody. But the fruit of that, and I can just encourage it for folks, is that everybody, there's a rotation of what the different jobs are. And so we've just gotten into that schedule, and we literally have a schedule on the refrigerator so that everybody knows, and we typically do it on Saturdays. The fruit of that has been, and where I really encourage it, is my kids who have gone off to college and said, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't realize, like when I got there, none of my roommates knew how to clean a toilet. And like, that was one of our jobs. And you know, nobody knew how to make eggs. And like, we had to have our rotation through making breakfast. So I would say that for us, the pandemic was preceded by child number five 20 years ago, where we couldn't handle it, and then put a schedule together. So that has been a lifesaver, and it's nice for the kids. Like I said, as they move out and they feel more empowered, that like they know how to vacuum, they know how to clean their room, they know how to do it on a scheduled way, so that they're so it's not new for them. Though I tell you, you have to bribe them. It's hard to get going, and even still, it's chore day. You know, there's still complaints. But that's, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the cross that we have to get through.
Okay.
Well, I can't believe it. We're out of time. Steve Farmer and Michael O'Rourke, Catholic Dads, giving us some tips. Thanks so much for being with us, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
all.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.